Chapter 3. St. Paul's Cathedral, Easter Garden. At the quaintly but appropriately named, by I'm sure, School of Drawing and Painting in Camden Street, London, there were several interesting extracurricular jobs done by students which were passed round from time to time. One was to work for Brian Thomas, a stained glass artist and best known for his American memorial window in St. Paul's Cathedral. The job was to scale up his designs and grind tempera paint for him. I worked in his studio one day a week. It was Easter time, and Brian had made a start on creating the Easter garden for the nave of St. Paul's Cathedral. He had painted two life-size figures of the risen Christ meeting Mary in the garden on Easter morning, figures he had copied from the well-known painting by Titian, Noli Me Tangere. Brian suggested I might be the person to finish the job and fill the west end of the cathedral nave with something appropriate for Easter. I would have the help of a carpenter, he assured me. The carpenter was very necessary, as the project grew in scale. However, his energetic sawing and hammering would sometimes prevent an orchestra from rehearsing at the other end of the nave. I recall seeing the conductor, with baton raised, looking patiently over his shoulder and waiting for the banging to stop so that the Bach could begin. Each year, the dean and chapter of the cathedral would reward the choirman, a fire officer, carpenter, Easter garden designer, etc., with a formal dinner in a majestic liveried company hall in the City of London. At the table, I was placed next to the organist of St. Mary Le Bow, and during our conversation over dinner, I learned that his son was a chorister in the Chapel Royal in St. James's Palace, and by the end of the meal he had agreed that I could paint a portrait of his son, who could be wearing the schoolboy's scarlet, gold and black frock coat, lace cravat, white gloves, breeches, white socks and silver buckled shoes. It was arranged that he could pose for me in St. Mary Le Bow, providing that Her Majesty allowed his costume to leave the Chapel Royal for the occasion. Royal permission was granted, and I had a perfect summer's day to paint an excellent full-length portrait while being accompanied by a small chamber orchestra, which was rehearsing there at the time. I reflected on the sequence of events which led from a conversation in the Byam Shaw studio to painting a portrait in St. Mary Le Bow, having constructed the Easter garden in St. Paul's Cathedral.